This is a WSMI podcast from the Tally Broadcasting Station.
Good morning, Macoupin County. Welcome to Mark My Words. I am Mark Duggar with the Macoupin County Farm Bureau. Farmers are invited to submit nominations for the 2020 Farm Bureau Farm Dog of the Year contest brought to you by Purina. This is the second year of the contest, which celebrates farm dogs who work alongside their people to bring nutritious food to our tables and our pets' bowls. The grand prize winner, Farm Bureau Farm Dog of the Year, will win a year's worth of Purina dry dog food and $5,000 in prize money for his or her farmer to offset travel costs to attend the American Farm Bureau Federation annual convention in Austin, Texas, January 17th through the 22nd. The winner will be recognized at the Farm Dog of the Year award ceremony at the convention. Up to four runners-up will win $1,000 each in prize money. For more information, go to the website www.fb.org. Due to the multi-year trade disruptions between the U.S. and China, U.S. dairy exports to the country fell by 13% in 2018, and through May of 2019, dairy exports are down 36% from prior year levels. To assist farmers producing a variety of commodities, including dairy, the administration recently announced details of a second market facilitation program. In other words, trade-related direct payments to producers, including county-level payment rates for field and cover crops, as well as per-unit payment rates for specialty crops, hogs, and dairy producers. Direct payment assistance to dairy farmers was announced at 20 cents per hundredweight, with total payments capped at $250,000 per farm operation or legal entity. Following several years of low farm income and rising debt levels, a review of Federal Deposit Insurance Corporation quarterly call report data reveals that the delinquency rates for commercial agricultural loans in both the real estate and non-real estate lending sectors are at a six-year high. For the first quarter of 2019, 2.5% of commercial real estate loans in agriculture were more than 30 days past due, up from 2.1% in the prior quarter and above the long-run average of 2.1%. Similarly, 2.2% of non-real estate loans in agriculture held by commercial lenders were more than 30 days past due, up from 1.5% in the prior quarter and above the long-run average of 1.6%. The first quarter of 2013 was the last time delinquency rates were this high for commercial lenders. Dave Salmonson, Senior Director of Congressional Relations at AFBF, discussed the Agriculture Department's second round of trade assistance for farmers in a recent RFD TV story. "The aid means certainty for farmers," he said. Details on county-based assistance for the major crops, as well as specialty crops, dairy, and hogs, were recently announced. Purchase programs included in the trade assistance program last fall will be continued. More money for export promotion programs is also included. Sign up for the program continues through December 6th. Payments for eligible farmers will be distributed in three installments or tranches starting in mid to late August. National Farmers Market Week runs August 4th through 10th. The Agriculture Department started this celebration in 1999 to highlight the important role farmers' markets play in the nation's food system. About 8% of U.S. farms market foods locally through direct-to-consumer or intermediated sales, farmers' markets, farm stands, community-supported agriculture, food hubs, etc. To learn more, check out www.ams.usda.gov/services/local-region/food-directories. With farm bankruptcies at a record high in some regions of the country, Senate passage of the Family Farmer Relief Act sends an important signal to family farmers and ranchers that our elected officials are willing to act in these challenging times, AFBF President Zippy Duvall said in a statement issued last Friday. The bill gives more farmers an opportunity to qualify for financial restructuring so they can keep their land and livelihoods. We are eager for the president's signing of this bill and appreciate the leadership of Senator Chuck Grassley of Iowa and all the co-sponsors of their support of America's farmers and ranchers. Following years of low farm income, bankruptcies are on the rise. AFBF analysis indicates delinquency rates are above the historical average and trending in the wrong direction. Allison Wilton, AFBF Economic Analysis intern, explained in a recent interview that the number of Chapter 12 bankruptcies is rising significantly. She said the Midwest overall had a total of 240 filings, which is the highest in the nation. Since June of 2018, a total of 535 Chapter 12 bankruptcy filings have been filed. August is chock full of food holidays, including national days for oysters, filet mignon, bacon lovers, and burgers. The eighth month of the year is also celebrated as National Catfish Month, National Panini Month, National Peach Month, and National Sandwich Month. China's announcement that it will not buy any agricultural products from the United States is a body blow to thousands of farmers and ranchers who are already struggling to get by, according to AFBF President Zippy Duvall in a statement issued on Monday. In the last 18 months alone, farm and ranch families have dealt with plunging commodity prices, awful weather, and tariffs higher than we have seen in decades. Farm Bureau economists tell us exports to China were down by $1.3 billion during the first half of the year. Now we stand to lose all of what was a $9.1 billion market in 2018, which was down sharply from the $19.5 billion U.S. farmers exported to China in 2017. America's ranchers welcome the opportunity to supply a bigger share of Europe's beef market, AFBF President Zippy Duvall said in a statement issued Friday. This agreement advances a three-decade-long effort to expand market opportunities for American agriculture in the European Union, and every victory counts. While this is certainly good news, it's important for U.S. negotiators to remain committed to reaching a broad trade agreement with the EU that levels the playing field for all farmers and ranchers. And on behalf of the Macoupin County Farm Bureau, where membership means value, I am Mark Duggar. Have a great day, and God bless America.